law enforcement officials, and district attorneys from Central New York joined in an effort across the state to voice concern over criminal justice reforms set to go into effect in January. More from WRVO's Tom Magnarelli.
The reforms include eliminating cash bail for most misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies and expanding the timeline for the discovery process. Onondaga County Sheriff Gene Conway says law enforcement and prosecutors had no opportunity to offer their expertise in crafting the changes when the reforms were passed by the state legislature earlier this year as part of the budget.
We are forced to stand here calling to the attention the serious flaws in these new laws, flaws which will create chaos in the criminal justice system, great expense to the taxpayers, and most importantly, danger to our citizens.
Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick says the changes will affect a number of different crimes, allowing defendants to be released during the pretrial period.
The residential burglary, a robbery, assault third as a hate crime.
He went on to cite specific examples of notorious past crimes in the Syracuse area, like aggravated vehicular assaults and some domestic violence that would also be affected. George Conkle of Syracuse, who supports the reforms, says the fear-mongering was on full display at the press conference.
They talked about the most heinous crimes they could think of, the corner cases that fit their narrative, without talking about the hundreds, probably thousands of people that will be returned to their families.
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.